Join the hard line and the rest of the ticket guys on ice Thursday, February 5th at Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco for the CCOI Girl Goalie Tryouts on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The time would be 4:37. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to The Hard Line, and we are here at the Media Center. Super Bowl 38 is this Sunday. I don't know if anybody knows that or not. They've kind of kept a lid on that, or at least tried to, but it is. And that's why we're here. That is what brings us to the city of Houston, which upon which we have both done a complete 180.
Complete.
It's got to be one of the
complete
classic hardline reversals of all time.
We've had some in the past reversals,
right?
Not both of us this emphatically.
Yeah. This has
got to
be
one. This is one of the better ones I've ever been to.
Yeah. This has got to be one. There's no doubt about it. Well, we're about to get the Renegade Wireless up and running here.
That's one good thing about the hardline, though, Ron, is when we realize the errors of our ways, we'll make it right.
Right.
We'll make it right. We never admit we're wrong, but we'll make it right.
And one of the errors of our ways was going up and talking to people with the wireless. At least that's what the NFL thought. That's what Nasty Nestor thought. And they told Dunham and Miller that they could no longer do that, but they've not told us yet.
Yes.
So we're going to get the Renegade Wireless up and running with Cobra. He's going to walk through the throng here at the Media Center. And let's just, I don't know, see who he talks to.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Cobra.
Do you have me?
I have you loud and clear.
You know, this is
hello,
truly
Cobra.
A miracle, Mike.
Why don't you go over
Mike?
There and talk to the Pac-Man?
Why don't you go over and talk to Byron Allen?
Yeah, I'll talk to Byron Allen.
He may not want to talk to you, though.
He's running away.
Is he? Oh, he is. Oh, he'll talk to you.
Hey, Byron. Hey, I just want to say hello to you. Corby Davidson, big fan of yours. You leaving right now?
Yes, how you doing, man?
Hey, Byron, we had an extensive interview planned with you.
All right. We
had you booked for right now.
For 5 hours. Let's do it.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, man.
No, let's do
go do what you need to do.
Let's do 3 days straight through the Super Bowl. Don't watch. Let's listen to this interview.
It's the best on radio.
That's good if he misses real people.
You miss real people?
No, I'm having a great
that
time
a
doing
great
my
show.
Entertainers with Byron Allen, which is starting its 11th season this fall.
11th?
Oh, yeah, man. So I don't miss anything. You only look forward. Nothing about in the past.
The
nothing
real people
good
was great,
past, man. Everything's in the future.
How old are you? Because you look... You've aged, but you look good.
I look 22, and I am 22. And I started doing Real People when I was an embryo. And that's the thing that's most fascinating about me on Real People.
Have you hit 50 yet?
No, I have not hit 50.
I'm
almost a decade away from 50.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought, too.
Well, you look good. You married?
I'm not married, but my girlfriend and I are discussing that now. You know how that goes. We're in discussions. We're in negotiations.
White girl?
No, you know, let me tell you something. If you see me with a white girl, I'm holding her for the police.
Really?
Yeah.
You only date black chicks?
You know, let me tell you something. Here's how I am.
Go ahead, Byron.
This is how I am. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? For me, love has no color. If somebody out there, and let's say they're white, and they want to date a black girl, I'm all for it. I bless it, because you know what? You got to love from the heart. Don't ever see color. Just love from the heart.
Oh, good gosh.
Byron, that's beautiful.
That's the only way to live life. It's the only way to live life.
Okay, how old's your girlfriend?
She will never let me tell you that.
Below 30? Dude, you're famous. You got to have somebody below 30.
Man, let me tell you something. She will never let me tell you that. Other than that, she's a wonderful person. And I just want to say to all your listeners, don't ever, ever look at color. You look at the content of their character, the light that comes from their soul, and you love that human being.
And keep reaching for the stars, too.
Don't be stealing every man's lines. You love them with all your heart.
Mm. All right, Byron, go have fun.
Got it.
Be good, man.
What a blowhard.
Whoa, boy.
Sorry, I tried.
Whoa. I wouldn't talk about real people. He was great on that. You know, he was like 16 years old when he was doing that.
No way.
Pac-Man would have been better than that.
Well, you know, we took a chance, Mike. We took a chance, okay? Yeah. It's Byron Allen.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, don't get mad at me.
Don't yell at me. Doing my best.
I'm not yelling. Okay? Who's yelling here?
You are.
Am I yelling? I'm not yelling. You're
yeah,
yelling.
You are. What's going on over here? Excuse me. Ma'am, what's everybody watching over here?
I'm just watching the interview.
Are you doing what, sir?
Just watching the TV interview here and catching up with some folks as they walk past.
Now, are you guys together here?
The two of us?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
It's fabulous. Now, are you in the media?
Nope. Former person who worked in the NFL.
Oh, really? Oh, so you kind of weaseled your way in here?
Oh, no. I had the right pass. It worked.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Now, are you guys married? This lovely union of marriage?
Nope. Just known each other forever.
Boyfriend, girlfriend?
We're friends.
Friends? In a platonic way?
Yeah, pretty much. We've met pretty much during the start of football, so we've known each other over 20 years now, so we hang out a little bit.
You'd be doing well if you this was your lady.
Oh.
I realize that. She's a very attractive woman.
Oh, without a doubt.
Not that you're a pig or anything, but I'm just saying you'd be doing good.
I agree. Yeah. Totally agree.
Okay, well, it's nice talking to you two folks.
Come to rock on.
Good God, you should have seen her cans.
Was she good looking?
She had a mustache. But.
Out.
Don't they all?
They will, eventually. All of them.
No, yep. No, they won't either.
They all eventually get mustaches.
No, the hairless strand is out there.
No. No, it's not.
It is, too?
All right, the NFL Network is on. Normally, there's some luminaries hanging around here on the side, but I don't see any. And our boy, Rich Eisen's not there. Maybe he took the day off today.
Where's Nasty?
He's around.
He is? Did you see him today?
I've seen him today.
Okay. Tell you who I want to talk to. There was a girl who was a runner for one of these radio stations. And I see her throwing away trash and running errands, and she's right here. Ma'am, I've seen you running around here everywhere. What are you doing?
I have no idea anymore. I'm too tired to know.
Who are you working for?
Sporting News Radio.
Oh, right here?
Yeah, right here.
So what do you do?
I'm the executive producer.
Of the whole shebang?
Of the whole shebang.
What does executive mean? What is that? Or is it separate from just producer?
Because I basically do it all. I'm the get it done chick.
Are you?
Yeah.
You paid well?
Get to use the executive potty?
What's that, Greg?
Does he get to use the executive potty?
Do you have
potty?
An executive bathroom, an executive potty that you get to use?
No, but I actually did request one of the NFL this year for the game.
For BM jarring? For what?
It was declined by the NFL. I did ask for one for the game, and they said, I'm sorry, no.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, so who's the biggest guest you guys have had on?
It's a toss-up. I don't know. It all depends who you talk to. We have Troy Aikman host a show, so that's pretty big.
Troy Aikman did?
Correct.
That's cool. He's a friend of ours.
Okay.
We're from Dallas.
Oh, you guys have the ticket?
Yeah, the ticket.
Oh, good.
See, everybody knows.
Yeah, we're an affiliate. Or you're an affiliate.
Yeah,
or something. We're an affiliate?
You are an affiliate.
Does that make us above you or below you? I don't understand that.
It's related.
Okay. You married?
I am married.
What?
Oh, I thought you said whoa. Sorry.
What?
I am married, yeah.
Kids?
To Peter Brown?
To Peter Brown?
Oh, God, no.
Good move.
Kids?
Why not? What's wrong with Peter?
Look at him.
Okay, she doesn't like Peter.
Wow.
She doesn't like Peter. Ask her, why didn't she like Peter?
So you hate Peter?
I don't hate Peter.
Dig Peter?
I dig Peter.
Would you kiss Peter?
Would you kiss Peter?
No.
Have you ever kissed Peter?
No. Never would kiss Peter.
You would never kiss Peter?
Have you seen Peter's teeth?
Wow, I've never seen that, no.
I didn't know.
We've never had them.
Weird male condition.
Oh, dear. All right, well, what's your name?
Jen Williams.
Jen, it's very nice to meet you. I hope that you, this is your last day here, right?
No, actually, we're doing a show tomorrow from the Lee Steinberg party from noon to 6, and then we'll do a post-game show.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, have fun there, and get drunk and stuff, and don't hit on Peter.
Oh, God, no. I won't.
All right, store your urine.
What?
Byron Allen's just like hanging around now.
Yeah, I know. I thought he had to be somewhere.
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever that 5-hour interview.
No, he is way too happy. Okay, does anybody catch your...
Was she good looking?
...your interest? She's cute.
Very
she's the kind
cute.
Of girl that...
Very
she's
cute.
The kind of girl that I would date.
Yeah, she's seedy looking and she's wearing a blue jean jacket.
Okay, here's a girl.
It's right up to Snake's Alley.
Here's a girl right here who is the craziest looking woman I've ever seen.
You like her, Miss Danny?
Are you going to let me tell about the craziest looking woman I've ever seen?
Go ahead.
I'm going to talk to Danny.
Go ahead.
You go ahead and pick.
No. I want to hear you talk
about
the
craziest
looking...
Okay, you see her? She's right here. Okay?
Yeah, I see her.
All right, she's got dark hair. I can't tell if she's black or Chinese. And she's talking to a really short black guy, but I'd love to speak with her and get her background.
Well, just bust in.
If you can't decide whether she's black or Chinese, she's probably a little bit of both.
Should I just bust in on their conversation?
Yeah, we need...
Oh, no.
Yeah, we need her.
Right, this is going to be really uncomfortable because they're really into this conversation.
Yeah, but he's sparing her.
Okay, what should I ask him just to bust in with? What should be the lead-in question?
Ching Chang Hasso. Hello, ma'am. You're a very attractive woman. May we speak with you? Sounds good to me.
Ask him if
you sell or something.
You got a minute?
Guys, are you working right now?
Yeah, we are actually. We're networking.
Oh, you're networking together. You're making inroads in the media. Are you both in the media?
No, I'm his mistress.
Yes. We have a night off. Yes, she does. I give her a night off.
I'm secretary too, so I'm just doing it on the.
What? Wait, what? What? You're a secretary or mistress?
Both. Usually both. Yeah, it's a thin line. Usual.
I mean, look at the outfit. I mean, you should go. Now, I'm confused. I'm assuming that you, ma'am, are from somewhere in the Orient.
You on the air?
I'm on the radio.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. He doesn't have a name.
Yeah, don't worry. No one knows who you are. Don't worry.
I'm partly cloudy. She's always sunny.
Oh, get rid of him.
Okay, excuse me, sir. We're trying to conduct an interview with a professional lady here. Now, you, where are you from?
Konnichiwa. I'm from Japan.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Okay. Oh, your pronunciation is not a good. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
Okay. Fun. Now, do you date American men?
Fun.
You go, this is your boyfriend?
Yes, yes, and I'm from Miami.
No, for real, serious. You guys are dating?
Yeah.
I found her on the internet.
Well, that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where on the internet?
Well, I mean, it's...
AsianTeen.com?
I can't say that, because then other people would try to do it, and, you know...
Were you on AsianTeen.com?
No. But she thanks you for the compliment, though.
AsianTeen.net?
Oh. .org.
Oh, .org? It's always default. Now, how old are you, ma'am?
Just 15?
No.
I don't think you're 50.
Maybe in dog years.
50.
50? Now, I know you're below 50.
My aging is very good, right?
Right. Yeah,
well,
I know.
She might be 50.
Now, my name is Corby, ma'am. Say that in Japan.
Is that
Kobe Bryant's Corby?
That's funny.
Get her to say snake Kobe. In Japanese.
Eat Kobe beef Americans, okay?
Snake.
Now, can you say snake in Japanese?
Heavy.
Snake?
Heavy.
Habby?
Heavy.
Heavy.
No, just
Heavy.
Tell her to say snake.
Just say snake.
Snake.
Tell her to say cobra.
Now say cobra.
Now say cobra.
Cobra. Cobra, still cobra. Cobra is like a war.
Do you guys have a love toilet, a back-to-back toilet?
No, you have to go to like France for one of those things.
You don't have a love toilet?
No comment.
All right. Well, have fun.
Thanks a lot, Corby. Thanks, Corby. We appreciate it.
Sorry, Jim. Sorry,
no, just share a BM. It's okay. It's fine. It's cool.
Oh, no.
Wow. That was gold.
Ah, yes. The Renegade Wireless. 450 here on Sports Radio God. 1310, the ticket. And coming up next, it says here a big name Super Bowl guest.
Hope we can find one.